Nolte, cheaper to drive gas-powered car 100 miles than average electric car. By John Nolte on January 30, 2023. Thanks to skyrocketing electricity prices, it now costs more to drive the average electric vehicle 100 miles than it does to drive a gas-powered car the same distance. A report from the Anderson Economic Group, AEG, shows that driving a gas-powered car 100 miles costs an average of $11.29. However, the cost for people who drive electric vehicles and charge up at home is $11.60 per 100 miles. A little more expensive. But for those electric car owners who use recharging stations, the average cost for 100 miles is substantially higher at $14.40. But at least you're saving the planet, right? Oh, wait, you're not saving the planet because most of the clean electricity you use to charge your eco car comes from burning fossil fuels, so lol. From the IG report. East Lansing, me January 24, 2023. 2022's final quarter finally brought relief at the pump for drivers of traditional internal combustion engine, ICE, vehicles as the cost to drive 100 miles dropped by more than $2. With the cost for electricity also trending upward during the year, mid-priced ICE cars became more economical to fuel than their electric vehicle, EV, counterparts for the first time in 18 months. In Q4 2022, typical mid-priced ICE car drivers paid about $11.29 to fuel their vehicles for 100 miles of driving. That cost was around 31 cents cheaper than the amount paid by mid-priced EV drivers charging mostly at home, and over $3 less than the cost borne by comparable EV drivers charging commercially. Now, those driving luxury electric vehicles are still saving money compared to gas-powered luxury cars. America's elite always seem to land on their feet. A luxury gas-powered car costs $19.96 to operate 100 miles. A luxury electric car costs just $12.40 if you charge at home and $15.95 if you use charging stations. The calculations include taxes, any fees or costs associated with using a commercial charger, as opposed to plugging in at home, and the added cost to drive to a charging station, or what are called deadhead miles. Because gas stations are pretty much everywhere, deadhead miles are not a problem with a gas-powered car. On the other hand, electric car drivers might have to go miles out of their way to recharge. That costs money. Last week, Breitbart News reported that the Brits were paying more to drive an electric car than a gas-powered one. Well, now it's hit America. I know a lot of people lie to themselves about how electric cars will save the planet, but isn't the big attraction of an electric vehicle the cost savings? Remember his fraudulency Joe Biden and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg telling us to purchase electric vehicles to avoid high gas prices? It's all a lie. The whole point of artificially high prices is to get us out of our cars. Democrats hate cars. They want everyone forced to use mass transit. Well, everyone but them. And I say artificially high because if America simply exploited our own resources, energy costs would be much lower. No matter which way you turn, Democrats will make it as difficult as possible to lead an independent life, and that certainly includes cars. As far as those of you who purchased electric cars to save money, let me just say, suckers. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.